Today is World Food Day. This year's theme, which is Feeding the World, Caring for the Earth, has been chosen to raise the profile of family farming and smallholder farmers. It focuses on the world's attention on the significant role of family farming in eradicating hunger and poverty, as well as managing natural resources and protecting the environment. The UN General Assembly has designated 2014 International Year of Family Farming. This is a strong signal that the international community recognizes the important contribution of family farmers to world food security.
And as Ghana joins the international community to observe World Food Day, agronomist and agricultural development specialist Dr. Abusakara Foster has called for the transformation of agriculture through financing and value addition. He told Radio Ghana that so much lip service has been paid to the transformation of the sector and the need for action is now. He commended the Ghanaian farmers for sacrificing to feed the nation and encouraged them of better days ahead. Dr. Abusakara Foster spoke to Seth Aya.
We all should look into the activities of small scale holders and also urban and people who have more holding allotments. These can all supplement the total amount of food for food security. For example, our youth in agriculture program could make more effective use of the open areas in Accra by having some drip feed irrigation with clean water to grow the vegetables that are required in the city. And it will give us cleaner vegetables, healthier vegetables, and better productivity if it's better organized and supervised, and the youth will get some employment out of that.
Ghana is joining the world to observe the International World Food Day. As we stand as a nation, are we secured in terms of food?
Food security is not just total amount of food produced, but access to food. So even when you have adequate food produced, some people don't have access to food, nutrition-wise and also quantity. And we have a big problem. So increasingly, not only are people not having enough to eat and it's not nutritious, but even the conditions under which they're eating it in our city are not hygienic. And this is a serious area where we need to put serious emphasis. We still have a total net importation of carbohydrates to feed our population. We're still importing a lot of rice. If we are willing to commit to the required investment beyond just talk, time and time again, we will have these events. A nice speech will be given that agriculture is the backbone of the economy. But when you go to look at the national budget and how much is given for agriculture, particularly the component that goes into available funds for investment in farms, but that which is accessible by farmers and conditions under which they access it, it's really not changed very much over the years. And it cannot change unless there's some fundamental changes beginning from the central bank. We have to have a second tier for investment in agriculture. Agriculture is a different kind of business. It depends on the life cycle of the crop. So you cannot have it at the same commercial rates as you do for people going and buying goods from Dubai, coming and selling it and going back the next 2 weeks. If you go and take all the big banks, today is World Food Day. What percentage of your portfolio is invested directly into agriculture? And most of them, you'll find if they are doing 10%, it's a lot. Some of them, who in spite of their name, they do only about 3.4%.
2 years ago, during the G8 summit in Washington, U.S., the world leaders launched Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition and promised billions of dollars to get millions of people out of hunger. Do you think much has been achieved since the launch?
The bottom line is there is a big difference between the amounts pledged and the amounts which have actually been released. But from my perspective, in as much as these global interventions, etc., are useful, they are only useful in the context of what you yourself are doing fundamentally to transform agriculture to be able to receive these funds in an effective way that will not only increase productivity, but expand the total scope of agriculture and the contribution of agriculture and end up as money in the pockets of family.
One of the areas that the theme also mentions has to do with caring for the earth. Do you think that we've taken soil fertility seriously as a country?
The first thing you have to think about the soil, think of it as a bank. No matter how much that bank account starts at, if you withdraw every day and you never put anything back, by all means, one day, the amount we finish. So is our soil. You have people who keep farming and farming the soil, and they never add anything to it. And what is worse is that the pattern of urban settlement is such that animals grown in the rural areas where agriculture is being practiced are moved to the urban areas where they are sold for food. In addition to that, the organic waste which would have come out of the animals onto the land is also moved. So the net result is that we have a depletion of soil, a mining of soil nutrients. Incorrect use of fertilizer can have problems, but correct use of fertilizer restores the nutrient balance.
A message to the Ghanaian farmer.
I want, first of all, commend our Ghanaian farmers for the tremendous effort that they are making against significant odds. We appreciate what they are doing, the Ghanaian farmers, that is. We know the challenges that are facing them, and as more and more efforts are made to overcome these challenges, they should not despair, because one day, there will be higher productivity and prosperity for all of us.